This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress 14th General Convention beginning in Kathmandu from today. Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting endorses three proposals to be presented in party's General Convention. International Human Rights Day being marked across the world, including Nepal today. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deobal says dialogue can resolve any sorts of problems. And at least 49 killed and dozens more injured in a truck accident in southern Mexico. Now the news in detail. The 14th National General Convention of the Nepali Congress is beginning in Kathmandu from today. The Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting has endorsed three proposals to be presented in the party's 14th General Convention. Talking to media persons following the meeting, Nepali Congress spokesperson Bishwa Prakash Sharma said the meeting passed the General Secretary's organizational report, treasurer's audit report and the report about the party policy and research. Moreover, the meeting agreed to endorse the decisions in regard with the party's statute after the main committee meeting. According to Nepali Congress spokesperson Sharma, representatives of the Bharatiya Janata Party and the Indian National Congress are confirmed to attend the event as guests. The inaugural ceremony of the convention will take place at Bhrikuti Mandap at 1 p.m. today. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deobal has urged party leaders and cadres to carry on in enthusiasm and energy till the election of the party's 14th General Convention. Releasing a book titled Nepali Congress and Nation Building by Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, amidst a program in Kathmandu yesterday, party president Deobal said they would put maximum efforts for electing a new leadership through a consensus. He however said if not possible, they would follow the democratic procedures to select the party leadership. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deobal has stressed that democracy must deliver on people's aspirations. Taking part in the Leaders' Summit for Democracy hosted virtually by US President Joe Biden, Prime Minister Deobal shared Nepal experiences in the journey of democracy and democratic transformation, highlighting the achievements made on the front of Nepal's homegrown peace process. The Prime Minister stated that the democratic and inclusive constitution was made by the elected Constituent Assembly as part of the peace process. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deobal has extended best wishes to all Nepalis living in the country and abroad on the occasion of the International Human Rights Day today. In a message of best wishes, Prime Minister Deobal reminded that Nepal has been continuously working for the protection, promotion and fulfillment of human rights, along with the commitment at the international forum since it got the UN member seat. Nepal's constitution has ensured the fundamental rights as per the spirit of human rights mentioned in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, UDHR. He further reminded that Nepal's constitution has prioritized the rights to marginalized community, poor, gender minorities, people with disabilities, backward class and region. The Prime Minister further said the present government has provided allowance to people suffering from cancer, spinal injury and kidney disease. Similarly, scholarship to poor and handicapped children is all the social justice programs in place. Prime Minister Deobal also stated that the government has continued its effort to protect human rights even during the difficult time caused by COVID-19. On December 10, 1948, the United Nations General Assembly had issued the UDHR. The day is commemorative to the promulgation of the UDHR. Some 1.5 million doses of Moderna COVID-19 vaccines received under the COVAX facility have been brought to Kathmandu. Dr. Bade Babu Thapa, Senior Pharmacy Officer at the Supply Section of the Department of Health Services, informed that a total of 1.4 million and 97,000 vaccines of Moderna arrived in Kathmandu yesterday afternoon. He said additional 1.9 million Moderna vaccines are arriving on Sunday. Earlier on Friday, some 188,000 doses of Moderna vaccines had arrived in Kathmandu. The Health Ministry has said that the Moderna vaccines would be administered to children aged below 18 years. The ministry said that the vaccines would be administered from December 19. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Mahendra Roy Yadav has said that the country can become prosperous by introducing advanced foreign skills and technologies to Nepali agriculture sector. Addressing the second Krishi Tara Award jointly organized by Israeli Embassy in Kathmandu and AFSA Foundation in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Yadav urged the Israeli government to help modernize Nepal's agriculture sector. Also speaking during the award ceremony, Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Kanan Gader, said that Nepali agriculture sector had a great potential. Ambassador Gader said modernization of agricultural sector was needed for Nepal to reach its true potential. Owner of the Chetana Agriculture and Livestock Farm, Yudha Prasad Nyopane of Thuni Besi Thading, won this year's Krishi Tara Award. The award carries a purse of 500,000 rupees. United Nations Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights, Olivia De Sotto, has said Nepal has made good progress in poverty alleviation and human rights protection. The UN Special Rapporteur, who came to Nepal to assess the condition of poverty and human rights in Nepal, made the progress report public at a conference in Kathmandu yesterday. Talking to Radio Nepal's Chief News Editor, Jonathan Bister, Sotto stated that the problem of economic and social inclusion in Nepal has not been fully addressed yet. He stressed the need for giving continuity to reservation policy to uplift the underprivileged groups and people living on the poverty line. Likewise, the UN Special Rapporteur said people who don't possess citizenship should not be deprived of the social protection schemes and of other benefits provided by the government. Shota further said the report prepared by him would be an encouraging document for Nepal as well. The report would also be presented to the UN Assembly in June 2022. UN Special Rapporteur Shota, who arrived in Nepal on the 30th of November, visited many parts of Nepal, including Karnali. A total of 211 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 9,451 samples. Likewise, 329 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, two persons died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,549 in the country so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 49 people have been killed and dozens more injured after a truck carrying migrants crashed in southern Mexico. More than 100 migrants from Central America were crammed into the trailer when the truck rolled over and hit a bridge in the state of Chiapas. Pictures from the crash show victims strewn across the road next to the overturned truck. There were also rows of what appeared to be bodies covered in white clothes. French President Emmanuel Macron has said France has no plans to join a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Macron said any such move would be insignificant and merely symbolic. The US, UK, Canada and Australia have said they will not send government representatives to the February Games. China says countries that boycott the Games will pay the price for their mistaken acts. Meanwhile, United Nations General Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he had accepted an invitation to attend the opening of the games. Now, the Juno weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 6.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Nepali Congress 14th General Convention beginning in Kathmandu from today. Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting endorses three proposals to be presented in party's General Convention. International Human Rights Day being marked across the world, including Nepal today. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba says dialogue can resolve any sort of problems. And at least 49 killed and dozens more injured in a truck accident in southern Mexico. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov. For more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.